In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Hello there, church, and welcome back to another episode of Common Prayer and another week of Common Prayer. My name is Kevin, and I am grateful to be with you today. I hope that this finds you doing well, and I hope you had a good weekend. I know we were a little holed up more inside than we would have liked because of the air quality and all of that, and certainly our prayers are with those who are more directly affected from the fires as well, but I hope that you are doing all right. I found this weekend that it was difficult for me to really slow down and find that sense of rest that I tend to, particularly on our Sabbath on Saturdays. But it just kind of proved, you know, with so much going on in our world, it just proved more difficult than normal to still ourselves before God. And so one of the things that I have just kind of really enjoyed in doing these episodes of Common Prayer is that these moments, this practice of silence to begin these times have really forced me in some ways to slow down my mind and slow down my own heart before God. And so I hope that it's been beneficial for you. I know I just so appreciate you guys listening along and praying along with us. So in an effort to calm our minds and to bring ourselves before God and the Holy Spirit, let's just do that this morning. Or whenever it is you're listening, but let's just do this, this chance to slow down and maybe just spend a few moments in the quiet with the Holy Spirit together, and then we'll start with our text today. Our scripture reading for today comes from John chapter 12, verses 23 through 24. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. And very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." You know, you may or may not know, but today is actually, according to the church calendar, a holiday. It's a holy day. And the holiday for today is Holy Cross Day. And I think by its name, you can kind of, guess what it's about. But it's a day that's set aside on the church calendar to specifically honor Christ's sacrifice on the cross for our salvation. It looks towards the work of Christ on the cross, and in all honesty, it's probably harder to find a time in which wouldn't be appropriate to reflect on Christ's work on the cross. But in some ways, I think it seems maybe particularly apropos for our current moment. As I mentioned in the introduction, it's unavoidable right now for us to realize how fractured our world is. Whether it's the fires that we're seeing, creation itself kind of roaring, or the increasingly difficult tensions around politics and social differences. I mean, everything just seems to be crying out its brokenness. And, in times like this, particularly as I was reflecting this weekend on the fires and the devastation going on around our world, I was reminded of Paul's words in Romans, which I often am in times like this, where Paul says that creation itself is crying out for a savior, for healing. I mean, in all honesty, we feel these words in our bones as well. We sense this fractured world. Maybe more acutely in the past few days, few months. But we recognize that the very created order that contains both nature and humanity are all right now in a space of being broken and fractured. and we long for God. And, you know, it's kind of difficult to process all of it, certainly. But, you know, I was reminded of this when I was reading the text for today, because, you know, in it, as a reflection of the Holy Cross Day, we see one of the great moments in which the world experienced pain. Right? In some ways, I find great solace in reflecting on the cross, one, for obvious reasons, for that forgiveness of sins, for the work of restoration and salvation that Jesus has done. But listen again to these words from Jesus. He says, "Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." You see, this metaphor that Jesus uses is really, it's taking up this fundamental truth about the way the world works, that from death we find life. I mean, we see this from the very food we eat, right? From the death of a plant, we eat food and its sustenance, and it gives us life. There's a sense that this death from life is something that God created and baked into this world. And obviously, we see this most clearly in the work of Jesus and that kind of beautiful, wonderful, tragic reality of his death on the cross. But let's never forget that it is followed by resurrection. And so I can't help but think that this is something that we so deeply need to be reminded of today, really for two reasons. One is certainly Jesus' movement, God's move in incarnating as Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us, is a clear movement that Jesus is not done with this world. That with all of its brokenness, with all of its fracturing, that God understands the pain we're in and will not leave us on our own. But God is drawing creation to himself. He is working in this world to bring about new creation. And the second thing I think that makes this so important for us is, one, again, you know, again, we're reminded of God's movement, but two, that God in Jesus experiences the very pain and hurt that we experience. He steps into this life and experiences that sort of fracturing for himself. Again, there's no place in Scripture that makes this more clear than the death of Jesus on our behalf. And it's principally through that death of Jesus that we're offered life, because from death comes life. For the seed to die and fall to the earth, it raises up new plants that bear all the more fruit. From death comes life, and there is no resurrection without the very death of Jesus. And so today on Holy Cross Day, we sit in remembrance of Jesus' work for us, where he taps into this reality of from death comes life. And so what I want to do for us today is I just want to lead us in a prayer and a meditation around this central fact that will both be a step towards gratitude of Jesus as we remember his work on the cross, but also a look inward as we allow the Holy Spirit to maybe highlight the ways in which we experience death and our longing for life. So why don't we begin by, again, just slowing our minds down as we did at the beginning. And as you slow your mind down, I want you just to once again listen to these words of Jesus and let these just ring in your heart. Jesus says, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." Sit with that image for a moment. Allow it to wash over your imagination and into your heart. Now I want you to think and allow your heart to well up with gratitude. Gratitude in remembering that God is not done with this world, but that he himself longs to heal it. Thank God for that. Now spend a moment thanking God that he's not done with you. that he did not leave us in our sins, but he made a way to eternal life and to healing. Spend a moment in gratitude for the forgiveness of your sins through his death. But even amongst this gratitude and this recognition of what Jesus has done for us, we still recognize the brokenness that is in this world. And we can't skirt that reality, that for there to be a resurrection, there must be death. So there is pain and there is hurt. But we can bring that to God because he also knows what that feels like. To allow for a moment the Holy Spirit to bring to mind all the brokenness that we've witnessed in the past little bit. Maybe it's something personal. Maybe a loss of a job. Fractured relationship. Failure, stress, anxiety. Allow all of that brokenness to bubble up to the surface. And just hold it before the Holy Spirit. Maybe it's something more. Maybe it's something beyond the personal, but you witness just the hurt and the pain in our country and in our world. And you've seen images, you've read headlines, you've watched news clips. And it just breaks your heart. I invite you to hold those things before God as well. Hold them knowing that God himself sees them and that God himself desires healing. Spend a moment remembering that the cross reminds us that God is in fact intimately aware of pain and hurt. Now for one final moment, just envision handing those things over to God, recognizing that many of them may be beyond your control, but we lay them at the foot of the cross, recognizing that Jesus' work today is good for today, tomorrow, and all that's to come. Let me close with this prayer. Almighty God, whose Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, was lifted high upon the cross so that he might draw the whole world to himself, mercifully grant that we, who glory in the mystery of our redemption, may have the grace to take up our cross and follow you, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen and amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music,